Mugged by the mugginess, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. Once upon a time, stamp collecting pretty much stopped for the summer because it was too hot and sticky to handle little gummed pieces of paper. Then came air conditioning, and it was safe to pull out the albums and boxes. Recently, I attended a stamp show in a northern city during a heat wave, and it didn't have air conditioning. It was hot and sweltering inside the high school fieldhouse, and there wasn't much activity. The organizers are ruefully calling the show Sweat Pecs. Pecs is short for Philatelic Exhibition, and say they'll never use that facility again. It's amazing how much the weather can affect a stamp show. If it's too cold or too hot, collectors don't want to leave their homes. If it's raining too hard or too windy or snowing, the show is likely to be a dud too. And if the weather is perfect, that's also bad for a stamp show because people want to spend the time outside. You can't win. Is it any wonder so many dealers are now on the internet? And that's Stamp Collecting This Week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.